Coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY. Stay there. One mom is asking the question, how do you talk with your kids about politics and the state of the world? Because if Jill is asking, then most likely, I'm assuming so are other parents. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday was Election Day, and this presidential election has been a roller coaster of emotions, if you will.
Yeah.
For so many people, including young adults, who this was their first time voting, Donald Trump took the White House, 277 electoral votes. And I just want to go over to Angela's message because she wrote in and says, hi, guys. I thought you did a great job on the air this week with political stuff. I'm exhausted with the election stuff, but I'm trying to be optimistic for what the future holds. I also feel in my bones just the ugliness that's coming with politics. Mm-hmm. And my kids have already come home earlier this week talking about how somebody at their school, a group of kids, said some pretty bad, horrific things about both presidential elects. And the comments were so cruel and ugly. And I'm just shocked because this is coming from 9 and 10-year-olds. Where are they getting that from? And she says, I just think it sucks that this kind of dialogue has made its way into the lives of our kids. Mm-hmm. It just feels so wrong to me. And I try to keep my kids isolated from political talk because I feel like they need to not carry that burden around with them.
Right.
However, I do want them to grow up and be educated and involved citizens, but I'm afraid this ugly political climate is going to suck them right in the same way it has sucked in apparently a few of their classmates. And I'm not sure how I can teach them how to figure out what they believe in because there are so many outside forces acting in bad faith. Also, YouTube is the devil.
No, like low-key, though.
With this stuff, the algorithm is poison, and I do not recommend your kids trying to answer their own questions when it comes to politics in the state of the world. I was just wondering how other parents have dealt with this with their children. Thank you.
It's like giving, we're not going to let kids be kids. You know what I mean? Because they're so young, and the whole like arguing over politics, there's enough of that to go around when you're older. I don't think you should be worrying about that as a 9-year-old.
I don't think there's any 9 and 10-year-olds that are totally consumed with politics. I think anything they bring to school is what they picked up on at home from mom or dad.
Or you too.
Oh yeah, like you said. I mean, there are 9 and 10-year-olds that absolutely have iPhones and smart devices.
Right.
And they're consumed just as much as we are. But God knows what they're watching and listening to, because kids that age have no idea what's real or false or fake. They have no idea.
They also don't really know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? Like the fighting and the throwing around of hateful words and rhetoric is like, you don't actually know what it is that you're speaking on. So we shouldn't speak on things that we have no idea.
Yeah. So if you are just tuning in, our parentals today it came in from Angela, and she has a great point. And she's just looking for some advice here on, you know, how to really get through to your kids about the state of the world and politics and how you go about talking to your kids about the state of the world. And, you know, instead of them trying to figure it out on their own. If you guys want to hit us up on the phone lines, text or call 585-252-9800. A couple people weighing in really quick here. Jill is here. She says, I'm honest with my kids, and basically I explain my positions and the reasoning behind them when they ask me. And when they let us know about disturbing political talk at school, I use it as an opportunity for discussion about what was said and how those things either align or not align with our values.
Right.
That's a good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't ever remember as 9 or 10 really having too many discussions about politics growing up.
No,
and like third grade, fourth grade, I don't remember any of that.
You know what's so crazy? I mean, even when I was in college, and I've talked about this, like there isn't a great grasp because you're just learning about history, American history, right? Like that is one of the things that you learn about and you grasp as a past tense, not current right now, this is happening.
And I think it's smart to talk about the now.
Right. 100%. 100%.
More than ever.
So.
Yes, the Civil War was important. I get that. That's part of our history. But like just really, you know, with where the world's at today, and especially with this election, I think kids have a right to know, or just have an open conversation with your kids. Hey, what have you heard in school? Your teachers taught you anything about what's been going on? Courtney says, unfortunately, I feel like we can't really shy away from this topic. I don't know what ages you're dealing with in your household, but I try my best to be as unbiased as possible. I have an 11 and 14 year old at home. That's, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a tricky time, because you know what? You're navigating this as an adult and you're trying to process your own emotions and feelings towards everything. On top of being a parent and explaining it to your kids, whether they know or not, is hard. And I give you all the credit in the world, moms, dads, guardians, like, it is a lot. And you also are doing this delicate dance of, you don't want to scare your kids, but you also want to inform them.
Sure.
Type of thing.
No, I agree 100%. Jimmy says, yo, it's Jimmy from Gates. Just one thing to add. Teaching our kids how to evaluate information today to determine if it's trustworthy or not is going to be super important. And that's what we talked about earlier. You let your kid go on YouTube at 9, 10 years old, figure out these questions on their own.
Right.
I don't know how great that is, but kids are doing it regardless. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to our friend Megan, who says, my daughter is 11, and we've talked about it a bit on how to approach it. We're going to teach her the truth about all of it. I watched the polls last night with my daughter and walked her through what was happening, because I think it's important to talk to your kids about politics. And like that last person said, it's important to try to be unbiased as well. Well, yeah, because when your kids grow up, they're going to eventually make these decisions on their own. And, you know, like, we had record-breaking numbers at the polls yesterday in Monroe County.
Yeah.
There were so many people that are registered to vote, but the amount of young people that showed up to vote for the very first time, I mean, it's great that they had the opportunity. Yeah, they had the opportunity to have their voices heard.
We're proud of our Gen Zs for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, 585. They're making TikToks all the time, but they're there.
Yeah, 252-9800 is the number, you guys. We got a lot of texts coming in response to Angela, who texted in. This person says, I teach them to respect the office and position. I don't shy away from questions of who I am voting for and why, if they ask. Peter says, what's up, guys? I'm just catching some of your show. I wanted to say, when it comes to discussing politics with your kids, I think age matters. It's hard to be unbiased if you prefer one of the two choices, but you need to provide facts. Have a casual conversation over dinner or simply ask questions. And we have a listener that says, a big part of it for me is teaching my kids to think for themselves. Instead of telling them it's wrong to call a woman or a man a certain name just because you disagree with their politics, ask them why they think about it that way. Mm-hmm. Give them the chance to work out the issues, but walk through it with them logically.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. I know that, you know, Angela's not the only one dealing with this. There's a lot of parents out there that are also going through it. So I hope this helped even just a smidgen.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for weighing in. And Angela, the message, so relatable. Thank you for reaching out for Parental Confidential this morning. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.